My amendment would prohibit one more penny of taxpayer money from going to Acorn.
We've got to get corruption out of any organization that is taking taxpayers' money.
Repeated abuses of taxpayer dollars allowed to occur in their name.
It's unsustainable for any member of Congress to justify the continued funding of this organization.
Acorn is not above the law.
Remember that? In September, Congress cut off funding for the anti-poverty organization Acorn. After speeches like those and after activists posing as a prostitute and pimp sought advice on setting up a brothel from a series of Acorn affiliates, some of which were all too willing to give it to them. Now Acorn is suing the federal government, arguing that the funding ban was unconstitutional. So with me to discuss the lawsuit is one of their lawyers, Vince Warren, executive director of the Center for Constitutional Rights, which is representing Acorn in this suit. Vince, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks very much for having me on, Brian.
What does the suit allege or ask for?
This is a lawsuit that alleges that when Congress voted to defund Acorn, and shortly after the speeches that we just heard, this is what happened, it constituted an illegal bill of attainder, and that's a constitutional provision that says Congress cannot pass an act that punishes a specific individual or group without some sort of trial or judicial hearing. The lawsuit also alleges that the First Amendment rights of association are violated, and also the Fifth Amendment right to due process. Essentially, Congress was acting like the judge, jury, and executioner for Acorn rather than doing what it was supposed to do, which was acting as in a regulatory function, coming up with rules that govern how contractors should behave generally, rather than focusing on one particular group and saying these guys are criminals and therefore we're going to cut off their funding.
But the Acorn controversy seemed to reveal to members of Congress an organization with at very least some very problematic employees. Here's a little bit from one of those infamous videos for context.
Well, she's going to have this business in the house with a bunch of girls coming in and doing these things, you know, performing tricks, and she's going to give me the money so that I can pay the mortgage. Okay? That's how we want to work it, potentially.
But your name is going to be on the mortgage. Your name is going to be on the deed.
But it's no one has to know where the money's coming from.
She can't transfer it to somebody else.
Like a friend or
who is not in that business.
So why can't Congress, after hearing things like that, simply say, as it did, wait up, this isn't a place that we want to be directing tax dollars?
Oh, Congress can absolutely say that. Congress should say that if there is if they perceive a problem, that it should be investigated, and Congress can make decisions about funding along with the regulatory entities. But what Congress can't do is precisely what the congressperson said at the top of the show, at the top of the segment, which is Congress cannot be above the law. So Congress could have held hearings based on these videotapes and based on other things, and to seek to ascertain the truth of what was actually going on, the scope of this problem. Congress could have gone to the Department of Justice and said, based on this video, you all should investigate and find out what's going on. Congress could have talked to the regulatory agencies and said the regulatory agencies should look at the Code of Federal Regulations to figure out whether this group has violated a provision of the CFR. But Congress didn't do any of that. What they did was they made very broad statements unsupported by fact on the floor of the House. They put in the congressional record, that Acorn was a criminal enterprise and all sorts of things like that. And then everybody jumped on the bandwagon and they voted to do the one thing that Congress can't do, which is to pass a law that is specifically targeting one individual or group. What also makes it worse, Brian, and I think is very important in the context of our suit, we have three different plaintiffs in the suit. There is Acorn National, there is Acorn Institute, which is a separate entity that's based in New Orleans, and then there's the New York Acorn Housing Corporation. Corporation, which is based here in New York. Now, what's interesting about all of those groups, none of those groups have been subject to a hearing. None of those groups have been investigated. None of them have been indicted. And in fact, if you look at New York Acorn Housing, they've had no connection with any of the information that's been out there, videotapes and all that other kind of stuff. And this is a group that's here in New York that works to works with people that are trying to negotiate a, predatory lending loans.
So I believe that some of the people caught on video did work for Acorn Housing, if I'm not mistaken. But would it have been okay if Congress had barred funding more generally if it had said no money for groups with criminal investigations open against them or something like that?
Yeah, that would have been absolutely fine, and that would have been preferable. I think that we know that the reality is that if Congress passed a law that said it's not going to contract with a group that has been indicted under criminal investigation or where the principals have been convicted, there would be very few contractors left for the government to contract with. Most notably, we can look at military contractors and in that group and note that they get billions of dollars. A lot of those folks are under indictment and investigation. No one has touched their funding whatsoever. Congress chose to focus on Acorn.
Blackwater and so forth. So yeah. What remedy are you seeking in this lawsuit? Restoration of all federal funds?
We have a hearing today in the Eastern District here in Brooklyn, where we are seeking a temporary restraining order. And the first thing that we're asking is that the federal money that has that had been earmarked for Acorn not be spent or dispersed in other places until the judge can decide what we're asking for, which is a preliminary injunction, which is to make a determination as to whether the act was unconstitutional or not. So we're asking the court to tell the government to take a pause until the court can figure out the legal issue here and make a ruling. And then what we're ultimately asking for is injunctive relief, which is to say that the funding needs to be restored, and we're asking for declaratory relief, which is a judicial determination that Congress's act was unconstitutional. It's only been found six times in the history of the United States that Congress's acts have been unconstitutional as a bill of attainder, and I think it speaks more to the fact that every once in a while Congress gets particularly crazy, caught up in the public maelstrom of public opinion, and does stuff that it shouldn't do.
Can you give me one other example from history, one of those six?
Sure, I can give you a couple. One of the interesting examples was a case from decades ago in which Congress specified particular members that were particular individuals who were employees of the federal government. You know, individual people declared that they were subversive, and then issued a law banning those individual people from ever working for the government. That was challenged. That went up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said essentially what we're saying here, which is that you can't target individual folks, and that the government, the Congress, can be regulatory, and it certainly has an interest in whether they're problematic people in the government, but Congress can't act as judge, jury, and executioner by specifically naming folks and saying these people will now be punished pursuant to a congressional decree rather than going through the proper court procedures and the proper administrative procedures.
So Vince Warren, executive director of the Center for Constitutional Rights, is representing Acorn in court. And just before you go, our next guest will be Alicia Shepard, ombudsman for National Public Radio. How do you think the news media in general has behaved around the Acorn scandal? Were we fair? Were they fair in general, news media, on Acorn?
I don't think so at all. I mean, it feels sometimes like this is the United States of Glenn Beck rather than the United States of America. And I think that certainly the Fox echo chamber and the activism that went around Acorn, where you have a few isolated and admittedly problematic incidents, which of course were corrected by Acorn, becomes the problem. And so once the allegation gets out there, I think the media has been much more interested in reporting on the allegation than actually getting to the truth of the matter, which is that Acorn as a group has handled its business fairly well, and it certainly has problems. But the media also needs to understand that Congress has now played a role for making it worse, not just for Acorn, but also for the 500,000 families that Acorn serves, who are now going to be left on their own.
Vince Warren from the CCR for Acorn. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.